She's a big decorator. She loves decorations. Shit. And I she's the thing because I like it new now. What the? I can't talk. What?
Cheers.
Cheers.
Dagay. How do you say cheers in Syrian?
Saha.
Saha. Oh.
Saha. Wait. Oh, wait. I was going to say someone's name.
Dagay. Dagay po. Red horse po.
That's how you say it in Filipino? Mm. What's that again?
Red horse is the label. Oh. Of the beer. Red horse na mga pare.
Hi. Tate. We are back to this podcast. We took a week off because I had to go to a concert. Not had to. It was a good concert.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, pretty good.
I had a concert at 10 too.
But I hoped.
I was performing.
But I hope the little skit is good.
What?
For what it's worth.
Oh, yeah. We released the little skit.
Content. The little content.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
It's Carl interviewing his evil self, Celeste.
You thought it was going to be another podcast, huh? No, you thought it was going to be another podcast. But no, we're versatile. Hey, how are you? Hi, it's been a week.
Yeah, it's been a week. It feels longer.
Way longer.
Yeah,
I feel like I haven't seen, like, as soon as we missed 1 week, it felt like, I was like, damn, I haven't seen them in a month.
Yeah.
Like, that same energy.
Mm-hmm. Felt like forever, guys.
Yeah, let's not do this again.
Well.
Yeah. Okay, tell us about what we did.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So, scamming. Scamming people. Yeah. Have you ever been scammed? Scam this, scam that.
How do you scam people?
Next question. No. I don't think so. Like, no. What's scamming? Let's look at the word.
Oh, sorry.
Scamming. Being scammed.
I don't know. I think scamming.
Period. Scamming is more, it's.
Have you ever been scammed?
Is done to you as well. And you're obviously doing it to people. But
dude, I hate it when it happens to like old people. It almost happened to my grandpa. He got scammed too.
Yeah, I love those videos where they pretend to be grandmas.
Oh, like, and the guy hacks the scammer.
And the guy is a good, like a good hacker or whatever the term is for those people.
Mm-hmm.
And they hack the scammer back.
Oh.
And then you just see these like very scammy people on the phone.
Just yelling.
Yeah. Just yelling, oh, don't fucking do that. Ah, ah.
Like, yeah. I get when people, like, are desperate for money and they want money anyway. But, I mean, like, rob big businesses. Like, why you're going for, like, true. People that literally worked hard for their money? Like, big companies, I mean, yeah, sure, like, some of them are really stealing money from people. But not, like, simple adults that work their heart, like, their ass off, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel bad when it happens to old people. You always just see, there's even stories of, like, old people, like, oh, I have to go into like Walmart or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like the gift card scam.
What was that?
They pretty much have to like buy thousands, like $1,000 gift card,
mm-hmm.
and then give the code to someone else,
mm-hmm.
like to the person that's called them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get to use the code.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like, oh, wait, we kidnapped your grandson. give us $1,000 in Google Play cards. And so that's why I think people who work at Walmart have to look out for elderly people that buy gift cards. Because then they have to be, they're like, go to Walmart, buy a gift card, buy this. Don't talk to anybody. Just go in, get out, and give me the code. And if you talk to anybody, call the police, I'm going to
Do you think if you're old, this would, like this would work on you? Like,
I don't know.
Do you think any scam would work on you if you're old enough? Like, I mean, you're, like, pretty old.
like, we're out of date again? Like,
yeah.
We're out of date? I think like, so, maybe. Because, like, what if it's, like, AI?
Mm.
Like, if they're, like...
But now you know about it.
But now it's AI voice. Like, now your partner, they're, like, we have your wife. And then they put the phone to her, but it's AI.
Oh, okay.
It's her voice. That probably happens now.
But you can call her, just check and see, like, if she's there.
True. Yeah. That's what most people should do. Yeah. But they panic, right? People panic, huh?
Did you guys say that you guys have code words for when that type of success stuff
really?
Happens?
Yeah.
I don't have that. What is that?
Cameron can elaborate,
Pineapple. As soon as we say, like, let's say you got kidnapped and they're trying to use you for ransom.
Oh, that's cute.
They're like, oh, you use a word to let them, the other person know that this is like real or it's fake.
Oh, okay, okay. That's smart. Yeah.
But then pineapple's too out of an ordinary. No, it's, but you could like include it in their sentence. Like, oh, but I'm just buying pineapples.
Yeah. You know, can do anything. Yeah, cool, you have like to like riff it. It's for safety. It's for safety reasons.
That's actually cool.
Like anybody can get kidnapped, man. You almost got kidnapped twice, three times.
Don't mention that.
But it happened.
Scary.
Like,
I mean,
like obviously she's safe and we're
yeah,
we're happy.
Yeah. But it can happen.
It can happen to anybody, which is like sad.
Yeah.
And God bless those who are taken right now. Hopefully you get,
because honestly you don't think about it when someone is just coming approaching you and trying to talk to you. Like, you don't think about it, oh, is this person trying to kidnap me? Like,
And like, funny enough, we had jobs where we have to approach people.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it was professional. Like, it was in a professional manner. We weren't just being like, hey.
Even asking for things, donations felt like I was asking for something that is, even though it's like,
yeah,
it's just like our job,
just like a favor,
and it's like something good that we're doing, but still it felt bad to tell someone, hey, like, would you mind donating to this charity? Like, you know, it's, yeah,
it definitely sometimes feels weird. Like,
is that a scam? No. Is fundraisers a scam? No.
Oh, no. Okay. You guys,
wait, didn't you travel?
I don't think so. Yeah, I traveled. With, I traveled to Africa and saw.
The, with the unnamed, fundraiser, by the way,
unnamed company, but yeah. Just you traveled and you saw that the money is actually going where it was going, right?
Yeah, it was actually like very eye opening.
That was beautiful.
Yeah,
that shit was phenomenal.
Yeah,
phenomenal. And up to that point, I had a 50-50 thought about fundraisers, because from the amount of things that I see in the internet, obviously, and the people coming up to us and like, that shit's fake. That shit's fake.
Yeah,
you guys are just getting rich.
That happened a lot.
You know? And then, like, this opportunity presents itself to me, and then I was like, okay, might as well see what it's actually all about.
Yeah.
And then there it was, just, like, the work of the charity actually doing their work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, good missions and everything. Like, helping our kids, all that charitable work.
It's crazy because people don't think twice about buy and dump shit, but like when it comes when it comes to a charity, oh my god, you're a scammer, you're taking money from like these people are trying to actually help, you know, like
it's crazy.
We may scam you into fundraising into getting donations. No, I'm joking.
Anyways, so is there any ways you guys have like been scammed or heard of stories being scammed? Why do we want to talk about this? Because technically we got scammed over the weekend.
Oh yeah,
technically.
Please, I want to hear.
So we get, I'm not gonna go into like what it was or really anything, but like,
why we're going to this, you should,
we're going to this event.
Okay, but is it wrong to say the name of the event? I think it's fine.
Bash them, bro.
You do it. Fuck you.
Because wait. It's just an opinion.
True. It's subjective. Because I bet you there's people that had like hella fun there.
Yeah, exactly. It's your experience. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it was shit.
It was shit.
Oktoberfest. It was a thing. That's huge. That's huge. Like over in Europe, I'm sure. And then we go to this thing. Okay, cool festival. We buy tickets for it. It's like $40 after tax.
Good lord.
The way you're like, I felt that.
We get to this place and it's like, So they offered a package as well that was like, get 10 drink tokens. And we were like, 10 drink tokens for like $25? Yeah. We thought it was every token was a beer. Like you get 10 beers or something like that. And even if it was like 2 tokens for a beer.
And you were like, in Vancouver? Hell yeah.
Yeah, in Vancouver price-wise, this makes sense. You almost like, if you're going to drink some beer, that's the event to go to. Get there, you get a free cup. We got a cup along with our tickets.
Yeah, so technically, like a mug.
We bought a beer mug.
Yeah,
a beer for mug. $40 technically.
Oh.
Lot of people there. A lot of people wearing lederhosen. It's just strap. It's a whole outfit. And yeah, I forgot the term for the outfits for the women. But everyone is dressed up.
Really?
Everyone's dressed up.
Thank God I didn't go. Most people,
It was pretty and we were also meeting a friend there. That was just like waiting for us to come through. And fun fact, we were like trying to find parking, but then I don't want to get into that part, but we get there, they give us this mug, and I go to try to buy a drink. Like the one thing, like, I'm like, okay, that Oktoberfest is like famously known for just drinking beers.
Yeah.
Like if you go overseas, I'm sure you'll find these like big ass mugs. You'll yeah. see, there's videos of this.
I think this is where the turning point was for the night.
It kind of shut yeah. down. Like us being excited just kind of flipped.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because we're talking to Reggie and we go try to go get a beer. I said his name.
You said his name.
Who cares? Fucking Reggie, what's up?
Reggie.
We went to go get this beer and she's like, oh yeah, it's 7 tokens.
Mm-hmm.
For one beer.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, okay, this is horrible. This is fucking horrible. I paid $25 for one beer, technically. And then the other 3 tokens were used. You can get a shot.
What?
So I was like, okay, that's like fucking expensive and kind of shitty.
Yeah.
And then we were like, okay, what if we want to get more tokens to get more beers?
They called it Gulden.
Gulden, yeah.
Like the currency there.
What was it? $20 for 10 tokens?
$23, right?
For $23 for 10 tokens. And so $23 for one beer and one shot.
Yeah.
What? One Why beer. Don't you just get a drink and...
I just want to... I was like, give me a fucking pale ale. That's yeah. like $6.
Yeah.
I'll just deal with that the rest of the day.
That's yeah. crazy.
One beer is practically like, what, $16?
Yeah.
Whoa. For a beer? Dang, for a fucking beer. That's annoying.
Hail
yeah.
To the
and
nah.
then to top it off, like, you can't physically go to the beer merchants uh-huh. and pay. You have to pay with tokens.
Yeah.
You can only use tokens. If I looked at the guy and was like, hey, I have $20 bill, give mm-hmm. me 3 beers or something.
Like, no, that's not recognized.
Go get
here.
Tokens.
Yeah, this is not Canada. This is
maybe
this is October.
They didn't want people to tip or something?
I don't know.
That's weird.
But they probably included that price into the fucking $23.05. Like,
yeah.
God damn it, dude. Like, it was horrible. And the thing is, our buddy Reggie, he was sober for the month of September.
Yeah.
And this was like the first event, first week of October that he's like, okay, let me just drink again.
Uh-huh.
This is yeah. supposed to be like the big night. Like,
yeah.
Oh shit, we're going to get lit. And yeah, then that happened. So womp, we kind of got womp. Scammed out of this. I spent $65.
Yeah.
But well, like, what did you do there? Like, how long did you stay?
Wait, 65?
$40, oh, yes. $25.
Yeah,
but what did 65. You do like there for the rest of the night?
So... Yeah. We drank beers. Sorry, I know I'm taking the lead on the story.
Yeah.
But we drank beers and we just... the only thing that made it somewhat okay was the people.
Mm-hmm.
Because it did feel very friendly. Like everyone... I could look at someone and make a joke and they would reciprocate. Like mm-hmm. it was kind of nice that way.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that's there's to do, you know?
Was to besides, talk to people.
Besides Wait, eat food. Is that's why everybody's sitting, friendly, I think.
Is it just sitting?
Sitting and drinking beers that are overpriced.
That's
yeah.
it?
Yeah. And there was a band inside.
Yeah.
Like you could dance, but it was just like.
It's a very particular taste.
But what is the music?
It's just like.
Techno country.
It's a mix of everything.
Techno country? Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah. I didn't know I would ever say that was words.
Techno country?
I guess.
But it was like
German
popular
event,
songs.
Right? So,
yeah, popular okay. songs with like a techno spin.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
it was like.
I can't imagine that people wearing these traditional clothes and also listening to techno country.
It was interesting.
That's interesting.
I mean, it's a massive event full of white people. So like,
I mean, yeah.
There was a lot. The majority of people were white.
I mean, I've seen the page. So that's why I'm like, I got a impression of the vibe there. But it seemed fun. Like it seemed
it was
fun. But
for just
to say that you went there.
I think there's just a beer thing and the cost of everything. I wouldn't have done if it was cheaper. I would have been like, okay, it's pretty fun.
Yeah.
But or I spent $65 to get in.
Yeah.
And just to have one beer.
There should be cheaper options for drinks. It shouldn't be just like $16
tokens,
just
and
like
I was
that.
Like,
yeah.
This is crazy.
Tokens.
And the thing is, like, I would always see like all the old rich white men.
Yeah.
And I got all these, and I was like, fuck, they're buying hella tokens. Oh, and they got VIP tables. Like, they were chilling.
Hell yeah.
And I was like, damn, I just wanted to have a beer with some homies and go home that night.
It's funny how like when we were there, we were playing like this cornhole.
Okay,
as well.
So about that,
yeah,
we were playing a hop. Like you use bean bags, little tiny bean bags, you throw it into a hole.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cornhole. And talk about the guys that we met there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the guys like over there, like they were pretty fun guys, pretty approachable dudes. Mm-hmm. And then the first thing they literally talk about was cars to us. Like it's just
it was
so
classic
funny.
Bro moment.
It was just classic bro moments.
You guys, like German? Like the first question, you guys like German cars? And I was like, actually, yeah, I agreed. But
yeah.
I do like German cars. BMW is like the one my beauty, love it. But like,
yeah,
just so bro moment. Yeah. What's up, man? Like,
so bro.
And then he started pulling up pictures, showing, like, look at my car. Yeah. And then we, yeah, it was funny.
That seems like a staged conversation.
It felt very, yeah.
Like you were in a...
They work for the event so that people can have... so that people can have conversations.
I know, right? No, maybe. No.
It was funny, it's though. It's not that, like, deep. Before we started the game, because it's like to 211 or to 221.
Yeah.
Just as a practice shot, I took both beanbags and threw it, and both sunk hole in one. Oh. I was like, hey, shit. And the guys were like, this guy, holy shit, like, hyping me up.
I thought they were making up points. I was like, what are these? Why are you guys getting more points as you go?
No, I didn't.
I was like,
but the thing is, we didn't hit one. When we actually played them, we fucked up and didn't play at all. But I hit both shots, and I, like, ran over to this bench, and there's this old, like, old dad with, like, his daughters and his wife, and I just sat beside the dad, put my arm around him. I was like, cheers. Then I ran away, like, and then they all laughed. Like, it was so fun because everyone was, like, polite and easygoing.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I say the people are the only reason that, like, made it, like, somewhat tolerable.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, yeah.
But then we went to a different place.
Oh.
Yeah, afterwards.
Where? Shout out Brick House.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very cozy bar. It's the bar I keep raving about. I keep talking about it.
Oh, yeah.
It's a very cozy bar. And played pool.
Mm-hmm.
And Carl whooped everybody's ass. And then we went to a different bar, and Carl whooped their ass too.
Yeah, Carl was on his thing.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was
leveled up.
That's crazy though. Paying that much for an event, mm-hmm. and also, like, getting bored and leaving is annoying.
I felt bad leaving.
I think we left in within an hour, or within
an hour 20 minutes, maybe.
It was just so.
That's crazy.
Like, the event was from 6 to 11.
And when did you go there?
We got there at 8.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And left like 9:30.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
That hurts. Yeah.
It hurts.
That's okay.
But that was the weekend. That was our first Oktoberfest in Vancouver.
No, we have to go overseas.
I'm sure, like, overseas.
Oh, okay. I thought you were leaving.
I thought we were gonna go somewhere.
No.
She was mad.
I was
about,
like,
our
okay, prices. Yeah. She felt our hate for this event. Yeah.
I was just at home chilling.
Bob got up and sat down again.
I was just playing video games and didn't want to see.
Just for context with the audio people.
What? Yeah. Oh yeah, she stood up. Sorry.
Yeah, she stood up.
But overall, if I had to rate it, that specific place, the night was fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we made it up. We made up for it. We had fun.
Yeah.
But, like, that specific event was, like, not fun. Not great.
We should go to Fright Nights, though. I'm sure that
would be. I used to do
Fright Nights, yeah.
I want to see you guys, like, scared.
It's not what you think it is.
No, I've been there. I know it's cringe, but it's kind of, like,
it's
funny.
Cringe.
It's kind of funny. I like haunted houses. I really like them.
You've been in them?
Yeah. It's fun.
I feel like a child when I'm there.
I like that.
I don't like it. I don't know. I'm just like, because there have to be, like, there's actors, right? And they're all throughout the whole
thingy.
And they have to be, like, scary. And I'm just like, dude.
Oh, wow.
You're going to wake up and take a shit. Like, you're going to, I don't know. It's just so.
There is a better one that
I can't buy into it.
I went to once. It's called Man Farms, where you go there. There's different experiences there. One of them, like, the scariest one was they put, like, a black hood on our faces so we can't see anything.
Oh.
And everything was dark.
Okay, that's kind of scary.
And they just push us to go into this maze in the pitch darkness. And when you're walking, you can't see. You can barely see, like, anything through that mask. And people start, like, touching you. People scare you. And you're just trying
to. There should be a lawsuit against this.
You need to, like, you're trying just to leave that place. And there's, like, lasers someplace. It's so scary. It's so, so scary. That one is, I would do again, but it's $100. So.
This sounds like a dream you had or something.
No, it's honestly, it feels like a dream because it's very.
You can't take off the hood?
Wow.
You can't. Yeah. Because you'll ruin the experience for people.
So it was worth the $100?
Yeah. One of the most scariest things I've ever. I mean, I've seen scarier things in real life, but I mean, so far, fake life. Scariest.
Fake life.
Scariest.
Yeah. So you've been to the haunted houses.
Yeah, it's okay. It's just a bunch
of
teenagers.
Funny.
It's teenagers
funny.
Just trying to scare you.
You haven't
really?
Been into haunted houses?
I haven't been.
You should go this Halloween.
I haven't been.
Please.
I remember my mom, when we were kids, she made one of those in our house.
Yeah.
In our place.
Really?
Yeah, because she managed to, like, get, like, other families to bring their kids to go through it. Yeah, so
she made it in your house?
Yeah.
That's cute.
Like, it led from, like, you go to the basement, and it was through the whole basement. It was, what? Like, you go through it, and, yeah.
Aw, that's cute.
That's cute.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't think...
That's scary.
But she said it was cute. Like, because the basement was considered my room. So I was like... God damn. She just set it up in my room. Just like, damn it, dude. Yeah, it was fun, though. It was cute. And then she, like, made, like, little snacks that were, like... Like, you're eating eyeballs.
Oh.
But it's, like, an egg.
Oh.
Or something. Not an egg, but, like, a chocolate candy or something.
She was really deep into Halloween.
She's a big decorator. She loves decorations.
Shit.
And I... She's... The thing, because... I like it new now. What the... I can't talk.
What did you say?
I can't talk. I like it now too.
It's a Filipino beer.
Dude, the red horse hitting you, huh?
I'm seeing the many red horses right now. No, I loved it. It was fun. I like decorating. Like she decorated every Christmas, Halloween, and Valentine's.
Yeah. Wow.
So our house was always decked out, but
yeah. Damn, that's cool.
Okay, you guys.
I feel like I'm gonna be so scared at the haunted houses, because like.
But you don't do Halloween stuff, right? Do you?
Did you ever trick or treat?
Not my family is just a big thing against. Not too big of a thing, but they have something against like Halloween, just because it's like, apparently for them, it's like inviting bad spirits, and because like a lot of people are wearing these like monsters and costumes and. Killers, you know, it's just.
Do you ever like look at someone and you're like, lighten up?
Yeah.
Like, relax.
But isn't there like a myth like around it, around Halloween?
Yeah,
that's
like
that's why some
people
believe.
It's supposed to be scary.
It's probably one of the myths, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah,
I'm like,
yeah,
yeah. I don't know.
But it's just.
I hate when they're
like Halloween.
Oh, I don't do this because of this. But I'm just like, it's.
I mean,
relax.
Same thing in our country.
It's just
like,
kids in costumes.
Yeah.
Just you giving them free candy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I remember my family just like were. Like just dressing up my nephew, like with superheroes and costumes like that.
Yeah.
But they always just strayed away from like really scary stuff, like bloods and
Respect like that. If you guys don't want to get gory and stuff like all that stuff, yeah, I understand. Keep it family friendly.
Yeah.
But like even in my town, Halloween's a big deal in my town, because we go to every like pretty much the whole town goes to the arena, and everyone just dresses up. And then we have a whole big, pretty much party at the arena where everyone is dressed up. Mm-hmm. Like, they'll dress up your grandma. Like, everyone dresses up.
That's cute.
Like an old grandpa will be dressed up as, like, Michael Myers. Like, it's so random and it's so fun. But, like, it was always just, like, a boisterous... We get to just, like, be free for the night.
Honestly, that was my dream. Like, oh, I just want, like, the perfect Halloween party. But it never happened. So I just gave up.
True.
I'm like, I don't want to celebrate Halloween anymore. That's it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn, we destroyed her.
Yeah.
Halloween, I don't know. Every time it fucks up, I'm like.
Yeah, every time I've been here, I've only had one good Halloween here.
Yeah.
In the 6 years I've lived.
Yeah.
Which is like, not. I mean, maybe two actually because of our student tours.
Mm.
That shit was crazy.
That was crazy, yeah.
Yeah, I think I've had two out of 6 years that were actually good.
Mm.
Because, like, it can be hard, man, because you have to find venues. And even if you don't want to go to a venue, there's just, in a weird way, I'd say there's a lack of space here.
But even if you're doing it in someone's house,
it's
like,
not fun. I'm in the house.
It's like, I know you. Like,
yeah.
Why are you dressed as a like, I don't know.
Like, I like, it was, like, there's no way we could ever recreate what I do in my hometown. You guys would just have to go to my hometown.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool, though. Everyone decorates. It's like very Halloween-y.
Halloween
it's a
party.
Big, massive Halloween party. And, like, after a certain age, obviously, all the kids have to go.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a bunch of adults, like... And there's no, and the thing is, there's no alcohol. This is just, like, a community.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a vibe. Like,
yeah.
But everyone after... The after parties, everyone goes to, like, someone's house.
Mm-hmm.
Or someone, like, yard or area field.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Big party.
Halloween for us in Philippines was more so, like, the dead visiting... Almost like it's just
okay.
More,
that's kind of dark.
It's more
that
it's,
is
it, this,
way more
like
dark.
There's this belief where a lot of your family and loved ones are visiting.
Oh.
So yeah, like you lit off candles, you know, all around the world. It's more of like a more sentimental thing rather than a scary thing.
I think
it's more like
mine was a candy thing. Have you seen my belly? God damn! No.
Like Dios de los Muertos.
Holy
like
shit! What'd you call me?
In Mexico. right?
Oh, my Mexican friend told me about that.
It's sort of like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just like they basically have
dead family members come by.
Yeah, they deck out the house so that it's much more inviting.
I wonder where they are for the other 11 months.
Lovely families, huh?
Where are the dead when they're for the other 11 months?
I don't know. Chilling.
Probably just vibing
just
out,
doing random things, scamming people.
You think the dead are just chilling, hanging out, and then they're like, "Oh fuck, it's October. We gotta go. We gotta go visit.
We gotta
like,
go visit." Yeah,
that's fun.
It's cute. Yeah.
Yeah. It's cute.
You guys want to be ghosts?
Yeah, it seems chill. No responsibility.
I definitely wanted to be ghosts.
Imagine if you die and there's also responsibilities. That would be like, fuck off. Like, come on. Yeah.
I have to pay taxes still? What the fuck? Yeah.
Honestly, imagine. Like, you think, like people that, like, off themselves, they think that they're trying to free themselves, and suddenly, like, they wake up in another reality where they have to do other shit.
Like, new job and everything. Yeah. Like, what?
Isn't that like a world in Coco? Like, in Coco? Like for Disney? Like it where
okay, making references.
Even in the afterlife, like these dead, the dead is basically just like having another life after.
Yeah, until they become free, though, right?
Yeah, until they become free. And yeah, they go, whatever. Like they pay taxes, all that. Yeah,
it's how basically pissed
the
same are you? Thing.
Just enjoy the moment.
It's basically the same thing after next everything life? Here.
Just break the matrix. Just enjoy your life.
So, moral of the story is just dress up. Scam people. like, don't go to Oktoberfest in Canada.
Oh, have you guys ever been scammed?
Oh, yeah, that was the question, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
I have one story that, like, someone was, like, pretending to be me.
Oh, and talking to my mom.
And she, like, she got text from a random number saying, like, hey, it's Cameron, need $40. Yeah. Something like that, like, 40 bucks. Not even that much.
And all right.
Right, I was like, if you're gonna pretend to be me and scam, get like at least 100 or something. Like, at least try to. But she texts me on Messenger, and it was like, hey, are you good? Like, what's going on? Do you need help? Do you need what the fuck is going on? And I was like, yeah, I'm just at work. Nothing new. Hi, good to hear from you. And yeah, someone just pretended to be me. Obviously, it wasn't successful.
That's crazy. It's scary.
Yeah, random.
Yeah. I think it's just more my parents that got scammed, and I had to help them.
Mm-hmm.
Had to help them with that because my dad is usually just more prone to being scammed, just because he likes to click ads and click everything. He's like,
what? Carl. Mildred 43 is in my area looking for a good time. Okay,
he's probably clicking those.
Dad, stop it!
He's probably clicking those.
He's like, oh, but okay.
It's more like he asks about this. Like, especially the stereotype of the African kind of letter being sent to his email.
Mm.
Like, coming from an African prince, those kind of scams. Like, and them
the
asking
Nigerian
for money.
Prince.
Yeah. Like, send me money and then I'll grant you whatever.
You're a prince.
And then sometimes he fell for that, like, a while ago. Like, when we were pretty new here
money?
In Canada. Like, I think so. And then, because he told me one day,
he sent it to someone a Nigerian prince or something.
Yeah, because like I don't know if it was that specifically, but I saw one email that was red.
Oh.
And then on that same day or the next day, literally after that, because he was curious about this outstanding balance or what do you call this? A deduction in his bank account.
Yeah.
Of a massive amount, like something like $300 or something
taken
out like within a day or two from that email. And I was like, Dad, did you do anything with this email? Like, oh, I clicked this and I thought it was something. And then. This just happened. And
that's what I'm
like,
saying. Old people,
I felt
bro.
Bad,
cute,
and I was
though.
Like, "What the fuck? Let's
old
call
people,
the bank."
You think you're just like,
"Let's call the
doing
bank,
something.
Dad." Like, what the fuck?
Hello.
And then the bank was kind enough to just freeze the asset or freeze the thing for now.
Transfer.
And then,
but that's nice of
just,
them. They only
refund.
Took $300.
Yeah, right.
Like it's at least it's manageable.
Right. Like, $300. Okay.
Yeah, they're being considerate at least. You know.
They're good.
Holy
they're
crap.
Not good, but they're. Not too greedy.
But it's so crazy. Like, I wonder what goes through, like, the adults.
Yeah.
Like, no. Like, adults that, like, are vulnerable to these things. It's like, don't you just, like, I know they're old. They're just old. They don't really think twice. But it's just, like, fascinating. Like, how they're just, like, they're just like, oh, okay, click. That's it. You know?
Yeah, because, like, literally this is not almost like the world they're born in, like, mm-hmm. just a lot of technology around and... They had to adapt fast or else.
True.
So
I think the only time I almost got scammed, like in money wise, is sugar daddy. Like these old guys that pretend sugar to be daddy? Sugar daddy. But obviously I didn't believe them, but went along with the conversation because I was like, I had free time. I was like, you two just took the drink at the same time. You're like, oh, we're in for a ride.
Oh, sugar daddy.
No, like, you know, on Instagram, like, I don't know if you guys ever got that, but like just some old dudes just telling you, oh, like, I would like to, you know, send you money and all that. I think you deserve it. I don't know any of that.
I'm
and
not hot enough.
Some of these accounts look so realistic. You know, there's like pictures of, I don't know, like their family random or shit. I don't know, some not married men, but like, I don't know, they're showing themselves as like single people, you know?
Yeah.
So one time I just was like bullshitting with this guy, and then I was like, sure, like, how would you like to send the money, you know? And he's like, oh, no, it doesn't work like that. I have to send him $200 or something. No, not send him. I have to open a Bitcoin account and put $200 in it. He will send me $200. I have to put $200 in that and then wait, and I don't know what. I think it's for investment or something, you know?
Oh, I was going to do a scam job like that, too.
I didn't even know what's that. And I was like, wait, what? Like, sure, he's gonna send me the money, but like, why do you want me to open Bitcoin account? What if I didn't open that Bitcoin account and I just take your money? Like, what's gonna happen then, you know? I was like, nah, that's too sketchy. I'm not even gonna go along. Nope. Even if it's for fun, I don't want to do it, you
there
know?
There was a job that I got,
and
it seemed like a real job, but then it was like I had to go to a Bitcoin machine and open so pretty much they would send me money of investors for me to purchase Bitcoin for them.
Damn.
So they're like, so here's the invoice, we're gonna send you like $11,000, and then you just have to drive to like the wherever my nearest Bitcoin machine was and then use that money to purchase Bitcoin.
Is it like money laundering, maybe?
I don't know, maybe. It was weird, but I was like, you know, I just got a different offer. Like, I can't do this job. But, dude, like, it was very sus.
That's
they're just
crazy.
Like, oh, yeah, we have a lot of money of different investors, and we'll just send it to you. So you're just going to send me 10 grand e-transfer, just like nothing.
Yeah.
And it's in my account, then I have to, like, purchase something with it.
It's
now
so
that now it's touched my account. So I was like, no, I'm good. I'm out. Can't do this.
It's so crazy when someone just gives you money and you're like, oh, okay, cool. Like, no one's just going to give you money. Like,
scams are they're bad.
But scammers, you got to admit it. They work hard.
They do.
They work.
Obviously for the wrong reasons.
But they work hard.
Like, can you imagine how evolved us as a workforce would be if they put that energy into something else? No.
But trust me, I feel like people do put their energy onto other things, but then they just get sick of being too nice and following the rules that they decide to actually do something crazy. Because imagine,
you guys want
to
start a business?
Imagine all these people that work 9 to 5, they're waiting for a promotion, it never happens, they don't get a raise, and they're like, you know what, fuck this shit, like, I'm just gonna do something crazy, you know? Because people have shit to do, like, and systems are
we've
so
all
slow
bent
sometimes.
The rules a little bit here and there, you know, right?
The rules,
right? As I look at Cameron and Rabab.
I mean,
we've all bent the rules just a bit.
No,
we should
no.
check on you in 5 years.
I know, right? I know, right?
From our previous stories.
We'll just do a check on. We'll just do
from
a check
our previous
on,
stories.
On
y'all know. If you know, you know.
I'm not justifying their work, but you know.
Yeah.
I kind of.
I just don't like. Don't. If you're going to do that, I don't know. Just don't go
don't
after
mess,
old people.
Yeah. Don't mess with innocent people.
Like Robin Hood, bro. You know?
Do some go after the rich. Go after the business.
Yeah,
go
after
like public business.
Go after the power. Fight the power.
Fight the power. We're not trying to incite revolution here.
Imagine it just like becomes a black screen with robot voices.
we're not treasonous. Like, we're not going against
treasonous.
Like, we're not going against the whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, can we go to Make It or Break It? Yeah, Make It or Break It. Do you guys have?
Yeah.
Okay.
Make it.
So this is a segment. This
first.
Is the new segment.
Go first.
Yeah.
Obviously, we might switch back and forth to like, you know, doing the Reddit thing again. Mm-hmm. Would you rather? But like this segment, would you make it or break it? So pretty much you're on 4 good dates with someone of the opposite or whoever you're trying to date.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see a future with this person. You're like, damn, okay, this could go the long run. But on the fourth good date, they tell you some information that you have to kind of decide whether you'll make it or break it.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Who wants to start?
Oh, okay.
You should start, yeah.
I got this off of ChatGPT. It said on a good fourth date, right? You found out that there's a pattern with this girl or this person or whoever you're dating, and they actually like to document everything. Mm-hmm. Social media, you know, and even also have you in it as well. Like, oh, it's my date, blah, 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 for the fourth one. And then outside of that, she's really nice, but she's just really public with a lot of her stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Would you date her?
Like about him, like,
or them?
Like, so public in what sense? Like, talking about how we, you know?
Influencer?
Just is this just an influencer?
Yeah, basically.
Kind of, yeah.
Almost. So but they're too.
They
like
share
public.
Too much. Yeah.
They share a lot. Much.
They share a lot.
They're like, oh, he.
Yeah.
Likes his.
Yeah, but okay. She's everything. She's everything that you want, or they're everything that you want.
Of course, yeah. It's like.
Yeah, make it or but break she it. Shares too much. Too much.
I would maybe make it.
Make it.
Yeah, I don't like really have a lot to hide, but like, it would be. I don't know. Yeah, actually, maybe I don't care. Yeah, I'd make it. Fuck it.
Yeah?
Yeah, if, like, document everything.
Yeah.
Like, what is that? I don't know. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Like, she posts everything online.
But, like,
and she amasses, like, a lot of viewers.
But you don't have anything to hide, like, right?
Yeah, I don't really, but also, I guess it is, like, there's moments I'd be like, hey, can we not just be... maybe I wouldn't, because it'd be, like, I'm not dating her. I'm dating her audience.
Yeah,
like I'm it's like we can't have a moment to ourselves.
Mm.
Like this is not just for us. Yeah, mm-hmm. Never mind. I do value. I have my one of my love languages, quality time with this said person, and to like have that just for us is important to me. So maybe I would break it actually.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm kind of
no, not for me.
You make it?
I'll make it.
Yeah, she wants the attention. Rabab wants the attention.
I want the fame.
So.
It's okay.
Give me the dollar bills.
We'll hang out. Like we'll find time.
Give me the fame.
But it's just like even like conversations, they're just posting it. Like me and my partner argued about this. Da 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 da. What do you guys think? And then they take sides. Shit, I don't know.
It's crazy. Yeah.
It's like reality TV. It's like you're in a
reality
TV, like Kardashians.
Yeah, I'm not built for that.
Yeah.
If I'm getting paid for that, then sure.
Yeah.
No, you're not getting paid. This is your partner.
Yeah,
this is just like.
Then I'll ask to get paid because my life is out there too.
True.
Yeah.
Mm. Give me that money.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Nah. From a value system, I break it. I'm out. I can't do it.
I'll do it.
She wants.
What about you, Kar?
I'm stuck in the middle because I want a fine line.
I feel like what?
I want a fine line for the person that I'm dating, right? I mean, I want them to obviously just be proud of, you know, who they're dating me and blah, 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 share it to anyone that, you know, we love each other, blah, 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 blah. But it's just too public. It's just too public for me. So I think I'd break it. I think I'd break it.
Because then they're like, she's like, oh, yeah, Carl, he likes his ass eaten.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
but only when
much.
He's upside down.
That's
like,
too, that's,
like it gets super specific.
Yeah,
Carl's like, hey,
hell no,
no
man.
One's gonna see him do handstands again.
Yeah, because like, what if the person, right, you, as the person that's dating that influencer, doesn't want out like their business out there too much,
huh? Like,
doesn't want their business out there.
Right? Oh,
it's fucked. So I don't want that.
Yeah.
Even though I do this with you guys.
Yeah, we told some crazy stories. But
yeah.
You know, there's boundaries. We like don't say names and all that shit. But
yeah, of course. So break it.
Make it or break it. Damn.
I think you guys are acting too cool for it, but yeah.
What?
You guys are
I do it for a bit, baby.
You guys are acting too cool. Like, oh, no, yeah, no, thank you.
Like,
I'm hot
so
and mysterious. No, I don't want to.
It's not like...
I'm joking.
I just like... I don't know.
There's already
me
enough
too. Like,
content
I,
in the cause
world. Same,
I don't,
I like doing this, but at the same time, I don't post all the time. Like, I don't go out of my way to be like, oh, that's what I'm doing now, and that's what I'm doing now. I like privacy. I like...
Mm-hmm.
Like to have my own thing going on. I don't have to tell people about everything that I'm doing
exactly.
All the
yes.
time.
Yeah.
You know?
That's why I just like to, even stories. I like to just post funny stories.
Yeah.
It's not me like, oh, this is what I ate. I'm not trying to do the
some
whole thing.
Some people like that.
Yeah, and that's fine.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, I'm just trying
not
to be funny.
Me. Yeah.
It's not for me.
Yeah.
Very factual.
Do you have another one or did you have one? I have one. Make it or break it.
Yeah.
They only stay awake like They can only be awake during nighttime.
They can only be awake
during nighttime. Their main operating hours are from like, is nighttime.
They're a vampire, bro.
Exactly.
Nocturnals.
It's okay.
It's fine, right?
Because I am a little bit like that. I'm a little bit
like that too.
Yeah.
But think about this. You can't do anything during the day with them. Takes away operating hours of the world.
True. I think I'd find new ways to appreciate the night more.
Look at you. Okay.
All right, guys. That's my time.
Damn, Carlos. Dude, go listen to his TED Talk.
You'll find night activities.
Yeah, holy crap.
Night dates.
Yeah, and I guess you would make it work, some ways. Yeah. Would you make it work?
Yeah. Okay. If they're everything that I'm looking for, yeah. After the fourth date, yes.
I'll make it. I think it's mostly I'll make it just because, I'm somewhat like that. I'd be staying up.
Yeah.
Staying up. There is a thing where it's like, actually, no, I have no point. Anyways, make it or break it.
I don't know. It's depressing.
Yeah.
But the thing is as well, it sort of disrupts your life as well, too.
I know it disrupts
everything's
a lot.
In the day, too, right? Man, I didn't think
about that. But imagine this is someone's life, because some people work at night. Work overnight and sleep during the day. So it's someone's life. But I feel like I wouldn't prefer that. Even though I like staying up, I wouldn't prefer that. Because I like doing things during the day, you know? Yeah.
So you break it?
Yeah.
Damn. That's mine.
Yeah. Cameron would make the change for it.
Oh, yeah.
But, okay.
I have one.
I'm joking.
Break it or make it. They snore so loudly.
That's me.
Oh, no.
That's Carl.
I only snore when I
drink.
Do you guys date me or?
I only snore when I drink. But it's definitely my partner would be like, but it doesn't happen that often, so she just points it out. She's like, oh, you snored last night.
But they snore every night.
To be honest.
Like loudly, right?
Do you snore every night?
I don't know.
I like white noise, so maybe I'd be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like listening to something when I go to sleep. So. I don't know.
And then you move their nose, making a tune out of it like. you try to make music out of
just move their mouth up and down.
Holy shit,
I can't, because the other day we had a girls night, and then I couldn't go home. I was too drunk to go home, so we decided to all just sleep over, you know. And I slept next to my friend. I mean, I'm not gonna mention names, but I'm sure she's fine with me saying that. But she was snoring so loud, so loud.
Damn.
And I thought it was fine, from far away, because she slept before me. I was like, oh, it's fine. I'm going to sleep. And then, I couldn't sleep. Like 1 hour, I'm like, fuck, I need to sleep, you know? I slept for 1 hour. I woke up again hearing that, and I just Ubered home. I was like, I don't care anymore. I'm just going to Uber home.
You Ubered home?
And everyone was asleep. I felt like a sneaky girl just taking my jacket and leaving. And I texted them. I was like, sorry, I just couldn't sleep, you know? And then they all felt bad for me. They're like, we could have just...
Were they all, some of them snoring too? Or
just her. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. And I was like, it's fine. I'll sleep next to her. It's fine. I'm okay with that. But I wasn't okay, apparently. Damn. Yeah. And then at that moment, I was like, if my partner ever snores, I can't be with them.
Break it.
It's too annoying. I wanna think about something, before I go to sleep. I wanna be like...
Damn.
So crazy.
I'm probably that person that deserves everybody.
Yeah, so when I used to work with you.
It seems like struggling. It seems like the person is struggling to breathe. That's what annoys me. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, I feel bad for you, you know? Why are you struggling?
That's why my dad now wears this machine, sleep apnea stuff.
He has a sleep apnea machine? Yeah. But then that's a whole new issue. That's loud too.
Yeah.
That's loud as shit. Why are you putting your dad's business out on the street? Why are you talking about your dad?
Loud. He doesn't care. His dad doesn't care, probably. Yeah.
If anything, snoring is louder than the machine.
But isn't there a surgery that you can get surgery?
Yeah.
There's moments when I when it comes to sleeping, where my body forgets to breathe, or it stops breathing.
Mm-hmm.
and it immediately jolts me awake. What? Like, I'll be laying down, and I'm like, for some reason, I just stop breathing, and I'll, and I sit up, and I sit up, and I'm like, and I'm begging for air. Bro, sorry, I'm begging for air. It probably happens. Choking, bro. This is my new kink.
We're laughing at your misery.
Yeah, it's not that bad. I don't mind it. But like, it probably happens like once a year, maybe twice a year.
Wow.
But I remember my partner was sleeping beside me, and I like got up, and I was like, oh, and I couldn't breathe. I was like, oh, and I couldn't breathe. And I finally catch my breath, and I drink some water, and then I just went back to bed. And she was like, okay, I guess he's okay.
She probably got the ick. Yeah. She's like,
she was concerned. She thought I was dying. She thought I got like shot. But then I like didn't, she like obviously woke up and saw me like freaking out. And then I like drank water and I just like went back to bed like nothing happened. And because I was tired, right? What? I was sleeping. But I just go back to bed and she was like, oh, okay, I guess everything's okay. Yeah, it happens maybe twice a year, I think.
That's funny.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah,
that's scary
to me. Like, it's
just, I like how you're like, that's funny. Oh, it's so scary too. it is kind of funny when it happens. Yeah. I like, although when it happens I'm pissed though, because I'm like, it wakes me up out of my sleep. But
yeah,
it is funny. When I was talking to my partner, I kept laughing about it and telling, I just like, I can't imagine what she was thinking when I just jolted up and like was like
that gasping, you were just gasping, like, you drank water.
I just drank some water and I rolled back over.
That just gets me.
Yeah, it was good sleep.
Yeah,
that's it for Make It or Break It, right?
Yeah, I feel like I would make it though. For me,
you would make it.
Yeah, I'd make it.
I would make it. But yeah, the thing is, I lived with you when we worked together.
Yeah,
years ago, and you were a big snorer. Yeah. It was loud.
Was it loud?
It woke me up a lot.
All right, guys, I gotta go.
Apparently, lately, I've been talking in my sleep.
Oh, I'm a big talker.
Whoa. Like in Arabic, too, not in English.
Oh, shit.
Like, I don't know what I was saying. Yeah, scary.
Wow.
Holy fuck.
And I'm like, I wish I know. Like, I wish my partner can understand what I was saying, you know? Or maybe it's better that he doesn't. I don't know.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I was gonna make a joke. No, I talk
talking
in my sleep.
Sleep.
Not
you
that
talk
much.
In your sleep.
Yeah.
But you don't know what you were saying?
Yeah, no.
I think it's just when the dreams get too dreamy.
Yeah, like, you're
like
so into the
dream. Your body's invested in the dream.
Most of the time, I think I'm like reading Quran or something because I'm scared.
Oh, wow.
Because that's what I do in my dream when I'm scared, is just read Quran.
That's nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's a podcast, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks. Wow.
So, yeah, there's just stories ending of me almost dying and being casual about it. Scamming people. Don't scam people. It's just not fun.
Yeah.
Unless you get a lot of money, then send us some. Anyways, watch us on YouTube, listen to us on Spotify, and Apple Podcast every Wednesday. And
yes, everyone,
we will back. Technically, next week is our 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, baby.
Maybe we'll do a 1 year highlight video.
Skrrt.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the funny moments
it's
for 2024. Anyways, thank you. So, cheers.
See you on Thanksgiving.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Bye.
How was that?